Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm with Jack Cornell. He is the Director of Sustainable Supply for the United Soybean Checkoff Program, and he's going to tell us about Farmers for Soil Health Program in Kansas.
Yeah, I'm really excited about an opportunity for Kansas farmers. We have a new program that was released this fall and into winter, and it's going to continue. Is what we have funding through the Climate Smart Commodity Grant, and within that grant, we're awarded $95 million, with $70 million going towards farmers for cost share for cover crops, with another $20 million going for technical assistance. And so how it works is that we worked with the Kansas Checkoff, the Kansas Commodity Groups, and they're helping to support the technical assistance that's in the state to help farmers access that $70 million. And so it's a really exciting program where we work together with National Corn Growers, the Pork Checkoff, and the Soy Checkoff together are kind of building out this program for farmers. So while, you know, cover crops it might not be something that works for all farmers, it also provides that technical assistance to help farmers with any sustainability projects. Also, there's other opportunities within a marketplace that we create. So within farmers doing certain practices, not just cover crops, but it can be no-till or diverse crop rotations. There's lots of different avenues for farmers to increase their profitability through some of these sustainable practices.
Thanks, Jack Cornell. He just gave us information about that program. And I'm Tamara Wallace with KFRM, and we're at the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas.
Perfect.